Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Do you know how harsh the water around undersea volcanoes is? It is so acidic that some samples even showed it to be at a level between stomach acid and battery acid. This water also contains so many chemicals that are toxic to normal marine creatures and plants. And yet, some species have found a way to live near or inside hydrothermal vents. Like this special type of shrimp. This mysterious creature from the dark depths of the ocean has adapted to grazing bacterial filaments using its small claws, which are similar to garden shears. Hydrothermal vents stemming from the volcano coat the rocky surface, which means that all those creatures living down there get something to eat. In fact, undersea volcanoes provide three very important life-sustaining elements in those areas.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time. Apes hunt humans. That is wrong. Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Minerals, hot water, and bacteria. Whenever there's an open fissure in the ocean floor, water seeps into it. Bacteria living in the crust of our planet then move in and remain in the hot water. The temperature of the water there can go up to 750 degrees. When the fissure erupts and expels the heated water, these bacteria get expelled along with it. There's something else that comes along for the ride. Many nutritious minerals that resided in the rock that has been dissolved by the super hot water. The warmth coming from the vent and the minerals sustain the bacteria and give them the perfect chance to multiply. In many cases, the first sign of life around an underwater volcano is a thick coating of bacteria. The bacteria develop stable colonies, which is why other deep-sea creatures that inhabit these dark areas use them as food, like these shrimp. They're trying to eat that fast-growing bacteria and, at the same time, do their best to avoid the hazards of all the volcanic eruptions. The waters surrounding undersea volcanoes are usually too acidic and hot for humans to dive to, even when there is no lava, ash, or steam spewing from the craters. But when a group of researchers took adequate equipment and finally managed to leave their camera in the hot acidic waters for an hour, they had no idea that they were going to find... Are those sharks?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
They were hiding in the deep, orange, murky waters around the Solomon Islands submerged Kawachi. Different shark species, including hammerheads, scalloped hammerheads, and reef sharks. The story gets even better when you realize Kawachi is an active volcano with pretty common eruptions. Apparently, submarine boiling lava and underwater explosions don't scare those sharks at all. It's their home, where they feel safe and comfortable. They must have done a great job evolving into this harsh environment over millions and millions of years. So now they can swim through steam and lava without any issue. One of the reasons could be the special pores that they have near their snouts. One of these theories even says if these pores allow sharks to sense changes in the magnetic field of our planet, And sharks need that information for homing and migration. But that also means that they can detect cyclones and hurricanes, thus able to skillfully avoid them and similar dangerous situations in time. Back then, scientists also discovered a sleeper shark about 12 miles from the volcano. It's a specific type of shark that usually lives in the northern Atlantic and Pacific, or in some cases even further south near Antarctica in Australia. All right, now let's check out this unusual worm. Don't let its rainbow glow fool you. This mysterious creature is actually a scary predator, with jaws usually seen in horror movies. This creep leaves 3,900 feet deep, down in the muddy seafloor near northern New Zealand. A team of researchers took a three-week expedition throughout deep-sea areas in the volcano-rich Kermadec Ridge. This enormous area included 3,800 square miles of canyons, continental slopes, mountains, and hydrothermal vents, parts where undersea volcanoes release gases and hot water. And that's where they found this thing. There are 10,000 species of these worms in the oceans. Most of them have tails and segmented bodies, but they usually look pretty different from one another, depending on the area where they live. There is also a tube worm, which we also call the Pompeii worm. This type lives in hydrothermal vents, deep down on the ocean floor. The temperature down there sometimes goes over 140 degrees. Up next, we got a snaggletooth dragonfish. A team of researchers found these tiny critters in underwater volcanoes near the coast of Sydney. It's a black fish with translucent fangs that looks way scarier than most fish you'd see close to the surface because it lives in warm, acidic water near undersea volcanoes. Humans rarely get to see these deep-sea fish. All right, how about a lobster? The Eurypticus squat lobster lives in depths of up to 4,600 feet, mostly somewhere around deep-sea coral. They're called squat lobsters because they look similar to true lobsters, but are flattened in shape from the top and bottom. They don't go around carrying their shell with them, but their carapace is flexible and soft enough so they can squeeze their body into small crevices. When they do this, they leave their long, sharp claws exposed so they can keep unwanted visitors away. It's hard and dangerous to directly go into dark ocean depths and study underwater volcanoes, so researchers came up with a new way to do it. They study deep-sea coral. As they develop, the skeletons of black corals contain a record of the noble gases in seawater. This helps scientists collect information on volcanic activity near these corals. Check out these unusual yellowish creatures, known as snake stars. Researchers saw them on an undersea peak at a depth of 4,000 feet. They spend most of their time wrapped around coral branches. That's where they can easily capture food particles from the perches around them. Volcanic vents themselves hide some very pretty unusual creatures, such as these small, hairy, red-eyed crabs, too. They live among rocks on the summit of seamounts in dark depths of up to 3,000 feet. There are crabs that live even deeper than that, 1.5 miles on the ocean floor near Antarctica. They got their nickname Hoff crabs because of their hairy chest and are part of a lost world of deep-sea creatures that live around volcanic vents at great depths. Big male Hoff crabs spend most of their time highest on the mineral spires of the vents. That's actually the closest to the hot fluids that go out of them, where smaller male crabs live at the base of the mineral spires. After they get together, females crawl away, looking for the warm fluids that seep from the sea floor. They are rich in minerals, but they can be toxic to their young, so they need to get far away. This way, female crabs move to a safe place and hide from the potential predators, like seven-armed sea stars and big sea anemones. Wow, the cavalcade just never ends, huh? Now, these next creatures, the Galapagos snakes, don't live in undersea volcanoes, but it's still fascinating how they've managed to adjust to living on the summits of volcanoes. The Galapagos Islands have 21 volcanoes, and 13 of them are active. It's a unique area with many animal species that you won't find anywhere else on the planet. A wide variety of iguanas, tortoises, lizards, geckos, seals, birds, and sea lions. And snakes that decided to inhabit volcanoes. Also, Alaskan fur seals have been popping up in some unusual locations, like the top of a small island that forms the tip of an active undersea volcano, perhaps? Vents there spew steam, mud, and sulfurous gases. Their surface is covered with huge rocks that exploded out of the vents a couple years ago. This place doesn't look that hospitable, but Northern Fur Seals obviously wouldn't agree. Maybe because there's so much food around this island, like squid and northern smooth tongue, a deep water fish. Because of the ease with which they can gather food, it's much easier for them to take care of their young. And check out this giant woolly rat. It lives in the rainforest that surround the extinct volcano called Mount Basavi. Its crater is 2.5 miles wide. There are high walls around the volcano, and at first glance, it seems like nothing interesting has been going on here, except for some unusual creatures, like this large, fluffy animal that kind of looks more like a beaver than a regular rat. It's 32 inches long from nose to tail and weighs 3.5 pounds, and it's one of the largest rats in the world. They have a silver-gray coat, and researchers think that they build their nests underground. These rats eat roots and leaves. This extinct volcano is in New Guinea, which is known for its over 70 species of mice and rats. So these woolly rats have obviously adjusted through generations and evolved to live in these unpleasant conditions.